Hello, my friends, this is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. I am your host. So, understand that my goal is to get to the bottom of things, the root of things, to understand where these things came from, where they originated, so to speak. So, as part of that, I'm going to throw history, philosophy, and everything else into this podcast so that you can understand. Now, one of the greatest influences, literally, in the entire modern world and the ancient world, is a philosopher called Plato. Now, Plato had a student called Aristotle. Aristotle, of course, tutored Alexander the Great, who took Greek philosophy to the world. That was his ideal form of knowledge, so to speak. That was his religion, we'll call it. So, Plato didn't really have a big following when he was alive. It was after he was dead that he was discovered, and mostly because of Aristotle. So let's talk about Plato for a second. Now, prior to Plato, there were two basic schools of Greek philosophy. There was the Ionian school, which was in Asia Minor, and there was the Italian school. Now, these men were all Greeks, and they had been supplanted in Greece by invaders, and therefore they had moved to these different areas. Now, to understand the, we'll call them the pre-Socratic philosophers, right? You need to understand that their philosophies were based on, first of all, either the belief that there is an ideal, in which case what you see here is all illusion, right? Because it doesn't exist in the eternity, so to speak. Or that this is all there is, right, is what we observe. So we have empiricism, which is learning truths through observation. But think about that a second. If what we're observing is flawed, then if we replicate that, aren't we basically replicating the imperfect over and over again? And ultimately, if you think about it, we're going to keep taking things away from it, and it's going to become more and more distorted, right? So therein lies the problem with us trying to replicate the things that exist in this world. Now, the other side of the coin is that belief that there is a perfect, everything that exists. I'll use the word in the eternities. Now, Plato would say in other dimensions, but I'll say in the eternities because I believe that's basically where you can find the perfect. So, let me give you an example of that. Look at your car, right? If it exists here, it's imperfect. But there has to be a perfect, right, mode of transportation that exists in the eternities. We'll call it in the heavens, so to speak. I'm going to kind of Drocktonize Plato a little bit and adapt it to our beliefs as Christians. So what does that mean? Well, that means that every individual, this is what Plato believed, came from that world. The world of the perfect, where we observe perfection, and we want it, and we still want to replicate that world here. Deep down inside, every human being is this desire to create the perfect. How else can you explain someone like Johann Sebastian Bach, who wrote over 1,000 pieces of incredible music through his lifetime, each and every one of a true work of art? How else do you explain that? How else do you explain Mozart? What an incredible gift. Again, striving for perfection with every single piece that he wrote. I mean, the list goes on and on. Look at how many people have sought to create perfection in their spheres, right? Where did that come from? Where did those ideals come from? Where does the concept of perfect come from? Well, I would propose to you that every single intelligence on this earth lived with God before we came here, and we were privileged to personally observe the perfect. And we brought that with us. It's inside of us, deep down inside. Now, I would also propose to you that the only way that you're going to get into that world in this life is if you are prayerful and if you go to the source of all truth, which is God. Now, what about man? What about woman? There would have to be a perfect, wouldn't they, for each one of us, a model of perfection. I propose to you that that model is Jesus Christ, that he is the one, he is the perfect, he's the ideal. And so if we want to draw close to perfection as a human being, then we've got to follow his example. We have to follow the example of Jesus Christ. Now, Plato understood virtue, and he understood justice, and he explained that in the perfect, we'll call it, justice exists, pure justice, right? And mercy exists, pure mercy, and charity exists, pure charity, all of the virtues, right? Courage exists in, to perfection. Once again, I propose to you that the one individual that's ever been on this earth, the only individual on this earth that's ever, ever represented the perfect in those values is Jesus Christ. Look at the courage he had. He knew that he was going to die a hideous death. He knew that he was going to take upon him the sins of the world, yet he didn't shirk from that. Imagine the courage that must have taken. Perfect justice, perfect mercy, perfect patience. That's Jesus Christ. So the only way that we're going to draw close to the perfect is if we worship Christ. Now, here's the mistake people make. Because they have an ideal in their mind, right, which may or may not be the perfect, by the way. You can also be deceived. They think they have the right to force other individuals to embrace their ideal. And that, my friend, is where you start to get into trouble, because as independent intelligences, we can't be coerced, we can't be forced. We have to be persuaded. We have to be shown. We have to see that the perfect actually is perfect. You can't just say, because I believe in it, you have to believe in it. And my friends, this is the world we live in. Everybody trying to impose their concept of perfection on the rest of us. And that is where all evil originates. Because in their minds, they're justified, because they're just trying to make the world a better place, right? Look what's going on right now as they try to make the world a better place. I'm going to tell you a little secret. There's no collective salvation. We're not going to be saved together. It's an individual effort, because each and every one of us, within our mind, within our soul, within our spirit, within our intelligence, we have to know the perfect ourselves. We have to embrace it individually. And if we don't embrace it individually, then it's never going to materialize. It's just that simple. And so with that said, all I'm going to say is this. Every single individual that truly, truly, truly desires the perfect, that desires to a world that's perfect, that like heaven or heavenly, right? Every idealist, you're going to have to come back to the source of all that, and that's Jesus Christ. You have to. There's nowhere else to go. Jesus Christ is God. He's Emmanuel, God with us. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to embrace individuals that teach Jesus Christ. I'm not telling you that you have to embrace religion. I'm telling you have to embrace him. He's the perfect. And ultimately, if we want to be living with him in that perfect world, then we're going to have to become like him. That's what he said. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? Because the biggest burden we carry in this life is self-conflict. It's knowing that what we're doing is incorrect, and yet we persist in spite of every single voice inside of us screaming at us. That's wrong. Don't do that. See, that, my friends, is the human nature. And it isn't until we recognize that the only source of the perfect is Jesus Christ that we can start to develop. Now, I'm not telling you Plato got it. He didn't. But he did have truths. And one of the great truths he has is this one, that there is an ideal. What he didn't understand is that ideal truly is the kingdom of God. It's where we came from. It's why we desire it so much. It's why we're so focused on getting back there. And it's why we work so hard to change this world and make it a better place to live. Is because we know there's a better world. And we came from that world. We experienced the perfect. We experienced the happiness, the joy. We experienced the love. And we want that more than anything in the world. My proposal to you, start with you. Forget about the rest of the world. It's not your job to bring everybody in this world to the perfect. It's your job to bring you to the perfect. Change yourself. Focus on you. Become more like Jesus Christ yourself. Seek forgiveness of sins. Seek perfection through him. Become the perfect you, the ideal you through him. And I guarantee you that the ideal you is going to be different than the ideal me. But only God can guide you in that journey. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.